This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Might be the only Muslim in our neighborhood. We might be the only Muslim in our school. We might be the only Muslim on our job. We might be the only Muslim amongst our peers. But like Ibrahim, we have to be prepared to be a leader even if we're standing alone. We have to be prepared to be a leader even if we're standing alone. Ibrahim did not follow the crowd. Ibrahim did not give in to the peer pressure, which was to join the idolaters in the idolatry. And so we must not follow the crowd. We must not give in to the demands and the pressure of the popular culture. We shouldn't use the language of the popular culture. We hear Muslims using profanity. We hear Muslims using words that are inappropriate for someone who is following prophetic guidance. We must be prepared to stand alone, brothers and sisters. Because if we're prepared to stand alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring those who will stand with us. But if we compromise our principles, if we just go with the flow, if we go along to get along, then no one will respect us. No one will respect us. In the Ibrahim kana ummah, meaning ummah. He was a nation in and of himself. Ummah is from the same root as Imam. He was a leader. We must be prepared to lead. He was a moral leader. He was a spiritual leader. And we must be prepared to provide moral leadership and spiritual leadership for our nation, because our people are suffering. Our people are suffering. Our communities are suffering. Who is going to lead them if not the Muslim? There are 123 suicides every day in this country, and the number is growing. There are 3,000 suicide attempts every day in this country, and the number is growing. There are 170 fatal drug overdoses, and the number is growing in this country. There are 241 people every day somewhere in this country who died of excessive alcohol consumption, to say nothing of alcohol-related fatalities on the highways, or alcohol-related fatalities and owing to domestic violence. Just from overconsumption of alcohol alone, 241 deaths every day, and the numbers are growing. There is a moral crisis in our nation. And like Ibrahim, we must be prepared to provide moral and spiritual leadership, because the root of the crisis is a spiritual void. And if that void is not filled by the Muslims and other good people with good, then Shaitan will fill that void with evil. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah. He was devoutly obedient to his Lord, qanitan lillah. If we're following the footsteps of Ibrahim, and in the Hajj we follow his footsteps, then we should be prepared, or we should understand we have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of the young people, every day they get a text message from their friends, "Oh, I don't know if I'm a Muslim anymore. I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm going to a party. I like getting high." You might like getting high, but you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might like getting high. You might like hanging out with your non-Muslim friends. You might like going to the party. You might like wearing your skinny jeans. You might like to get a tattoo, but you should love Allah more. Qani telling that. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّوا حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Amongst the people, there are those who love the likenesses that they set up with Allah as they should love Allah. So many of us, we set up the drugs or the alcohol or the friends or the bad habits in a place that should be reserved for the love of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّوا حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe are more intense in their love for Allah. They're more intense. In other words, they might like those things, but they love Allah more it means out of their love for Allah and their desire to please Allah and their desire to obey Allah, they leave those things. إِنَّ عِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِلَّا يُحِبُّ مُتِيرُ. The one who loves someone obeys them. If you love your wife, you obey her. If you love your husband, you obey her. Then what should be our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the wife, who created the husband? If indeed we are believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالشَّكُّ حُبَّةِ اللَّهِ قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَدِيثًا. He was a hanif. Even when the whole world was steeped in idolatry, his natural disposition was towards the worship of one God, towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has blessed us. He's blessed us to have that disposition. Why are you here today? And maybe 10 people who are Muslim in this greater Hartford area, they're not here. Because Allah put that disposition in your heart. And out of your desire to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you follow that disposition. And may Allah strengthen it so that it can stand against the tsunami of idolatry and against the tsunami of fasad that we might be confronted with. May it grow stronger as Ibrahim's faith grew stronger and stronger and stronger until it impacted the entire world. Hanifa wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. He wasn't amongst the idolaters. Brothers and sisters, today people aren't worshiping, generally speaking. They're not worshiping idols of stone and gold or rock or wood that are carved out into various human likenesses. But the idolatry of today, the biggest forms of idolatry is the worship of the self. And Allah warns us against that. أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنْ تَخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen the one who has taken his very inclination of his soul as his God? And so we hear, I don't think we have to pray. I don't think we should dress in loose clothing, in modest clothing. I don't think that I have to wear hijab. It's always I, because the ego has been set up as an object for worship. Ibrahim smashed the idols, and one of the idols he smashed was the idol of the ego, and we should be about smashing that idol ourselves so that we can be liberated from the enslavement to the soul, because the soul, when it imprisons us, it traps us at our carnal nature. And nafs al-bahimiyya shahwaniyya, at our carnal lust. And when it's liberated, it can be free to grow into the nafs al-mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafs al-mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Wadkhuli jannati. Enter into my paradise, enter amongst my servants. شَاكِرًا لِعِلْمُنِ. He was deeply thankful for the blessings and the favors Allah bestowed upon him. شَاكِرًا لِعِلْمُنِ. He was deeply thankful to Allah. He was thankful to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we should be thankful for the ni'mah that Allah has bestowed upon us. Allah has given us food. Many of us are searching for a diet plan. We have so much food. He's given us shelter. And we move our house in adequate, but we move from our 1,500 square foot house to the 3,000 square foot house. He's given us more shelter than we need to live in. He's given us not one, two. We have one car, a second car, a motorcycle. He's given us ample transportation, ample food, ample shelter. Our closets are filled with clothes. When the masjid has a clothing drive, the imam has to say stop, because the entire basement of the masjid fills up with clothes. All the closets are filled with clothing. We have so much excess. We shouldn't be guilty. We have to be thankful. Allah Ta'ala tells us, if you give thanks, I will increase you. Ibrahim was thankful for his blessings. And the greatest blessing, the blessing of Tawheed, the greatest blessing, the blessing of La ilaha illallah in the heart of a human being, Muhammad Rasulullah, shakiran li'ilmihi. So we should be thankful, brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala reminds us, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I will remember you. Give thanks for my blessings and don't be an ingrate. شَكْرًا لِعِلْمُمْ اِشْتَبَاهُمْ. Allah says He chose Ibrahim, and indeed He did, from all the human beings at that time. How did Ibrahim become the patriarch of monotheism? اِشْتَبَاهُ. Allah chose him. And in another verse in the Quran where Ibrahim is mentioned, Allah mentions that He chose us. He chose us. Why are you here today? Allah chose you. Why do you say that? Allah, Allah chose you. Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Strive in the way of Allah as it should rightfully be the case. حَقَّ جِهَادِ. We'll never fulfill the right. If we worship Allah for 500 years without any stop, would that be ample sugar? And when we fulfill the right, we owe just for our vision. What about our vision and our hearing, our intellect? شَكِرًا لِعِلْمِهِ. He was thankful. اِشْتَبَاهُ هُوَ اِشْتَبَاهُ. Allah has chosen you, just as He chose Ibrahim, for the same mission. But جَهِدُ فِي اللَّهِ. Struggle in the way of Allah. حَقَّ جِهَادِ. That should be the right. That should be His right. اِشْتَبَاهُ. He's chosen you. Many of us, we sit around as if we have nothing to do. We're bored. Ask yourself, ask myself, ask ourselves, what are we doing for this thing? What are we doing when people are misrepresenting it? What are we doing to represent it? What are we doing when people are vilifying and distorting it? What are we doing to convey the correct image of it? What are we doing to uplift and uphold the banner of Tawheed in a world sinking into idolatry? Worshipping the self, as we said. Worshipping these drugs. Worshipping alcohol. Worshipping sex. Worshipping themselves. What are we doing to call people to the worship of Allah Ta'ala, the only thing that will bring happiness and fulfillment to the heart of a human being? وَجَهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ. Struggle in the way of Allah. اِشْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ سِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And He guided him to a straight path. Allah has chosen us and He's guided us to a straight path. The path of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, give thanks for that blessing. Unceasing, unstinting, thanks for that blessing. Work to uphold that blessing in the world. Work to pass that blessing on to future generations. It's not going to happen by itself. And understand, if we don't do it, Allah will bring someone who will. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. O you believers, whoever turns back from assisting and helping and strengthening this religion, Allah will bring another people whom He will love and they will love Him. Ibrahim loved Allah, and because he loved Allah, he strove and he struggled for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish it in the land, and to give people guidance and direction and comfort through it.
في موريتانيا
في غانا في جنبيا في أفريقيا في أسبها يا الله في كينيا وتنزانيا في نصف أفريقيا يا الله في كل مكان في ذاك الحرة المباركة الإسلامية يا الله انصر المسلمين في برنا في ميانمار يا الله اللهم ردهم إلى ديارهم ردا جميلا يا الله بالسلامة وأمانة يا الله اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين في هذا البلد وفي البلدان الغربية يا الله اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد وفي أوروبا يا الله اللهم انصر المسلمين في أمريكا اللاتينية يا الله في كل مكان يا الله اللهم انصر المسلمين ثبت أقدامنا يا الله طهر قلوبنا يا الله واحفظ صفوفنا يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ببركة القرآن العظيم وبحرمة من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيوننا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم انصر اللهم اجعل هذه الأيام أياما مباركا فيها فيها فرح يا الله وفيها رحمة يا الله وفيها رحمة يا الله اللهم اجعل من الفرحين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليحفظه هو خير مما يجمعون اللهم اجعلنا من الذين فارحين برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك وسخائك يا الله يا الله تقبل منا زدنا ولا تنقصنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون اللهم انصر نسينا يا الله انصر المسلمين في اليمن انصر المسلمين في اليمن يا الله انصر مرضاهم يا الله انصر جرحاهم يا الله جرحاهم يا الله ومرضاهم يا الله في كل مكان في ذاك البلد الاسلامي الذي دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم له بارك الله في يماننا بارك الله في يماننا بارك الله في يماننا فبارك الله في اليمن وفي الشام يا الله وتتقبل دعاهم يا الله حيث حينما ارسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معاذ بن جبل وعليا الى اليمن فقال له في اخر ما قال لهما واتقي دعوه المظلوم فليس بينه وبين الله حجاب اللهم تقبل دعاءهم ودعوتهم يا الله تقبل دعاءهم ودعوتهم يا الله خفف عنهم يا الله في هذه الايام في هذه الايام يا الله انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.